flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, can we fix this fiasco? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 and my boyfriend is 48. We met at a club, we exchanged numbers, and after our first date, he asked me to be his girlfriend. He said it wasn't because the intimacy was so good, it was because he enjoys my company. I thought he was going to run off when I told him I have four kids, but he didn't. I have a 20-year-old son and my daughters are 18, 6, and 3. My first two kids are by the same guy and my youngest two kids have the same dad. My boyfriend didn't judge me even after we had sex on our first date. We've been dating for almost a year, but now he won't speak to me after what happened Saturday. My ex-best friend and her two sisters jumped us at a 4-year-old's birthday party. I got hit in the back of my head and my boyfriend was pushed down, but he doesn't fight women, so he eventually got up and got them to calm down. My ex-best friend told my boyfriend that I slept with her husband and he's the father of my 6-year-old child, and then she just found out that my 3-year-old child is by her husband too. I never wanted my boyfriend to find this out. He asked if I am still having sex with my ex-best friend's husband, and I was honest. I stopped sleeping with that man a few months ago, which overlaps with me sleeping with my boyfriend. It was a mess. And I thought since I have been honest all along, I could be honest this time. But instead, he said I have no morals and I'm not the woman he thinks I am. I wanted to curse him out, but I held it together. Today he said that I cannot be trusted after betraying my friend. Why can't my friend get over it? Why won't he hear my side of the story? Can this fiasco be fixed? No, this fiasco cannot be fixed. No one wants to be involved in your mess or this fiasco, as you call it. You left out the main reason this woman is no longer your best friend. You left out the fact that the man, the father of two of your children, your four children, is her husband. You left that out. Why, if you were sleeping with your ex-best friend's husband, would you take your new man to the 4-year-old's party? I didn't get that. Didn't you think they might be there? You all have kids. This is craziness. And how could you expect him to act? How did you expect this man to act after you left out that critical part of your so-called honesty? Your actions speak to your character, and the fact that you were still sleeping with your ex former best friend's husband while you were with your new man just sounds crazy. I mean, this whole letter is crazy for what you've done and all of this. I think you need to sit down. I think you need to have a seat. You really need to figure out who you are. You need to stop worrying about that man and your ex-best friend and all that. And just figure out who you are and what your next steps are going to be. No, he doesn't want to hear your side of the story. You have plenty of time to tell him that. Steve?
First of all, it ain't no right in here nowhere, especially from you. Bishop Bronner down in Atlanta said something I saw online that really, really helped me a great deal. Mm-hmm. He said you have to be aware of people who play the victim in circumstance that they created. Now, you're the victim here. You're trying to be the victim through the whole letter, but you did this here. You know, you 37 and your boyfriend 48, 11-year difference. Met at a club, we exchanged numbers, and after our first date, he asked me to be his girlfriend. He said it wasn't because the intimacy was good, because he enjoyed my company. First night, you just out there just, you just going at it. Y'all having at it. Okay, cool. I thought he was going to run off when I told him I have 4 kids, but he didn't. Well, if you'd have told him how you had them 4 kids, I bet the hell he'd have ran off. It ain't the 4 kids. It's the story behind the 4 kids. So I thought he was going to run off when I told him I had 4 kids, but he didn't. Yeah, because he didn't know the whole story, see. I have a 20-year-old son. That means you had him when you was 19. My daughters are 18, 6, and 3. My first 2 kids are by the same guy, and my youngest 2 kids have the same dad. Now, right there, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with none of this you saying right here. Except them 2 young kids you had, they had the same dad. You ain't tell him who the dad was, though, see. That's where this letter getting tricky. My boyfriend didn't judge me. He ain't judge you because he ain't know the facts. And you didn't give him the facts or you would have been judged. Even after we had sex on our first date. Okay. We've been dating for almost a year now, but he won't speak to me after what happened Saturday. Now, here where the letter get just take a hard left turn.
Yeah.
My ex-best friend and her 2 sisters jumped on us at a 4-year-old birthday party. What? Who jump on somebody at a 4-year-old birthday party? My ex-best friend and her 2 sisters walked up in the party, saw y'all, and pulled in on y'all ass. Just walked in at a 4-year-old birthday party. Damn Chuck E. Cheese. Damn Ronald McDonald.
Hold that thought,
when
Steve.
I see your ass on sight.
We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, can we fix this fiasco? We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, can we fix this fiasco?
This woman met this man 11 years older than her. She 37, he 48. They had sex the first night. As soon as they had sex, he asked her to be her boyfriend. He said it wasn't cause of the intimacy. He said because he enjoyed her company. That's a lie. It was cause the company was so intimate. That's why. And then you said you thought he judged you after he told him that you had 4 kids. But he didn't. He would have judged you if you had told him how you had them 4 kids. It's not the 4 kids and the 2 baby daddies. That ain't it. It's the rest of it. That we find out later on in the letter. And my first 2 kids are with the same guy. My youngest 2 kids had the same dad. My boyfriend didn't judge me even after we had sex on our first date. Well, he would have if he knew the facts, though. We've been dating for almost a year. And now he won't speak to me after what happened Saturday. Now, this is what happened Saturday. My ex-best friend, this is her girlfriend, and her 2 sisters jumped on us. Us. You and him. The 3 women in there just whooping up at a 4-year-old birthday party. Do you know how mad you got to be to jump on somebody at a 4-year-old birthday party?
Baby's party, yeah.
Do you know how mad you got to be? She said, when I see you, it's going to be on site. I got hit in the back of my head, and my boyfriend was pushed down. There's some big girls, man. They came up in there about their business. Them big girls came up there busting you in the back of the head and knocking me in down. But he don't fight women. So he eventually got them to calm down. My ex-best friend told my boyfriend that I slept with her husband. And he's the father of my 6-year-old child. Then she just found out that my 3-year-old child is by her husband, too. Oh, yeah. You supposed to get your ass whooped. And she just found out, too. Oh, you done had another one? I never wanted my boyfriend to find this out. No, you know why? Because he would have been judgmental. He asked if I'm still having sex with my ex-best friend's husband, and I was honest. Oh, no. I love when people do this, and I was honest. I stopped sleeping with that man a few months ago, which overlaps with me sleeping with my boyfriend. Oh, you tricky. It was a mess. And I thought since I had been honest all along, I could be honest this time. No, you hadn't been honest all along. Let me tell you the lie. First of all, honesty is transparency. You had 4 kids by 2 different guys. No problem with that. I'm not judging you later. That ain't no problem. Now, when you got jumped on at the party is where it all got started. They rolled up in that Chuck E. Cheese and they were swinging. That Ronald McDonald had to get up out of there. What's that big purple? Or Brute? What's that purple thing? Barney.
Barney
got his ass out the way. Because big girl and them came up in there, hit you in the back of your head, push your husband down. He don't hit women. Now, he's trying to, what the hell going on? Then when she told him, you are the father that her husband, who is your ex-best friend, her husband is the father of your 6-year-old, and she just found out he's the father of 3-year-old, too. And I thought since I had been honest all along, no, you didn't. You weren't honest with him. You weren't honest with your best friend. And you slept with your best friend's husband. That's what friends are for. Yeah. Keep shining. Yeah, okay. So I could be honest, but instead he said, I have no morals. You don't. You slept with your best friend's husband, which makes you hard to be trusted. And I'm not the woman he thinks I am. You're not. He didn't know you had did this. I wanted to curse him out, but I held. What you cussing him out for?
What?
Oh, now you the victim. Once again, got to be careful of people who play the victim for the circumstances they created. Now, you not the woman I thought you were. I started to cuss him out, but I held it together. Today, he said, I cannot be trusted after betraying my friend. You can't. You can't. Why can't my friend get over it? Wait a minute. You slept with her husband and had two kids with him. What you want her to get over? This child support got to come out of his money. Why can't my friend get over it? First of all, it's such a violation of trust. First of all, she thought y'all was friends. How could you do this and we best friends? Man, I'm so glad you love me, because if you hated me, what would you do?
Ooh.
Why won't he hear my side of the story? He heard it. what else you gonna tell him? Can this fiasco be fixed? Shirley said it best. No, it can't. No, it can't be fixed. Better not see you down at Target. Ain't no more DEI in here. We'll whoop your ass at Target.
Today, Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.